Well, to understand what goes on in the brain after brain injury, it really takes the best tools that we have available, and actually some innovation to get new tools, because the changes are extremely subtle. And this new device, it's basically a combination of an MRI, high-end MRI machine, and a PET scanner. And the MRI machine, people commonly know about it because it's used in many hospitals to take pictures of the brain. But it has a lot of other functions where that can be used to interrogate the brain. It's really our best tool to get at the structure of the brain. The PET scan, on the other hand, doesn't give very good structural resolution, but it uses radioisotopes of very small quantities of radiation, really tiny quantities of radiation, attached to molecules that then can interrogate the function and the chemistry of the brain. So this device is the first of its kind to be able to combine those two. So with one sitting, one can actually hopefully get pictures of molecular events superimposed on this beautiful high-resolution structure of the brain.
Now, if you are scanning someone's brain that you know has had a head trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder, do you need to have a reference of what the brain was like before this event occurred, or can you tell an abnormal brain from just an initial scan?
Well, that is a great question. And so there have been studies that show, certainly it depends on the degree of injury. So very severe degrees of injury are clearly abnormal. But the type of things, for instance, where you look at, say, football players and concussions, actually some of the data does show that the changes are best detected if you've had a pre-scan and a post. But, of course, that's not going to be possible in most cases. So what we have to do is kind of ratchet up the resolution, study normals to get a good sense of exactly what the normals are, and kind of increase the gain on the abnormalities to get over that problem. But that is a problem.
I always thought PTSD was more psychological, but it seems like this is something that would be physical, and you could physically see a difference in the brain if you're struggling with PTSD?
Well, you're talking to a neurologist, so neurologists believe that everything is related to some type of changes in the brain, and I think most psychiatrists are coming around to that view as well. So, yes, you're right.
I didn't mean to start a thing.
But you're absolutely right. We think that, you know, the chemical changes that occur in the brain and potentially some structural changes are responsible for many of the quote-unquote psychological disorders, and it's just a matter of those are much harder to see than, say, a stroke or a brain hemorrhage or something. But these are the kind of machines we need to actually find out what are the brain abnormalities that underlie some of these other processes, such as PTSD. And the very interesting finding from what's happened to the soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan is that the head injury issues and the PTSD issues are showing severe overlap. So we have known for a long time that people after concussion develop what we call post-concussion syndrome, and those symptoms are basically very, very similar to PTSD. And so in the soldiers coming back, they've had insults on both sides, and you really can't separate them. They're really one and the same biology, we think.
Wow. We're speaking with Dr. Walter Koroshetz, Deputy Director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke at NIH. So tell us a little bit about the program. You're gathering these scans and you're putting together data. How can this map back eventually to care that not just veterans, but really anyone that might come within the purview of NIH receives?
Sure thing. Well, we have a couple of goals, one of which is actually, as we said earlier, to try and detect in those people who have had a concussion who has suffered an issue in the brain that's going to cause them more long-lasting trouble versus the more common case where people within a couple of weeks are fine and back to work and school again. So that's one goal we have. And so we have programs now. That we call this the Center for Neuroscience and Regenerative Medicine. We are recruiting both civilians and veterans or servicemen with head injury, and we're trying to get them into these protocols to study the brain. We're actively recruiting at Washington Hospital Center and Suburban Hospital, where the NIH has MRI scans on site to do research scans in people with head trauma. And then we're hoping, after we have these very acute images within hours after the head injury, bringing them here to the clinical center in Bethesda for these high-end MR PET scans.
Are you already using the machine, and are you happy with these results?
Well, the machine is still kind of in the building phase. So this is only the second machine in the U.S. That combines MR PET. So it's just been installed, and it's running test sequences to make sure it's up to snuff. But we expect within a week or two that this machine will be ready for prime time and to bring patients in from Walter Reed, National Navy, as well as the area hospitals.
And just to get into some of the weeds on this, how are you able to acquire a machine like this? It sounds extremely expensive, and like there might have been a lot of hoops to jump through.
Well, it is extremely expensive, and this program, the Center for Neuroscience and Regenerative Medicine, is funded by the Department of Defense, and the funds have gone into the center, which is a collaborative venture between Intramural NIH and Bethesda and the Uniformed Services University Health University across the street at the National Navy and Walter Reed Center. So this is a fairly pricey tool, but we think it's going to be extremely helpful in investigating the servicemen and women.
And looking down beyond the current testing, do you feel that at some point there could be corrective measures for the brain injuries that are being revealed by this machine?
Well, yes. So actually, the other big use of PET scanning is by pharmaceutical companies. So they develop drugs for certain purposes, but they basically, to find out if the drugs are actually getting into the brain where they think they need to go, they will put a little radioactive tag, again, very low level of radiation onto that chemical drug. And that's the way you develop drug therapies, is to see, label these drugs, see if they get into the brain, hit the target as expected in the brain. And so we're hoping that not only will this be investigated, but it will allow us to actually find and test the molecules that could improve recovery after head injury.
So just to summarize, you're finding that post-traumatic stress disorder is physical and very close to getting hit in the head literally, and that there might be a cure pretty soon.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but that's what we would like to have happen. That's what everybody's working on.